Welcome to the Little Podcast, where to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run with Thrill and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I am balls deep in retail hell during the holidays.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. That's been Dev's few weeks. I built a... trying to think of what the total weight probably is. It's 100 pounds, maybe, new desk that I've gotten for the first time in 20 years. Because I have the space with a second monitor and a little stream deck with buttons.
Clicky, clicky.
Yes. So I'm tired from that, but everything is working so far. Getting used to it. A keyboard tray won't fit on this, so I'm trying to get used to having the keyboard on the desk and trying to figure out how people do that. Because I'm trying to figure out the height stuff with that, which does not seem to match the way I want it to.
Monitor riser and shove the keyboard under that?
Got a monitor riser, put it together, went together easily. I go to lift up the monitor, and I realize the monitor will not lift. The cables are as far as they will go, so ordered new cables.
Oops.
So we'll get that. Because you have to remember, I never needed like super long cables because my desk was relatively compact. The tower was right there.
It was a baby desk.
Yeah. So we'll deal with that once it shows up. And then it's time to start. Digimon Liberator Episode 9, Part 1. Or the thing that I mentioned before the episode for the podcast, but there for everyone live, from 10 seconds ago, I realized I forgot to read it because I was building the desk. Oops.
Oops.
Dev?
Abridged version.
Okay, good.
I actually did read it. Like in the 15 minutes I had before work, Shoto decides, hey, I'm going to go do like those, you know, main series quests and everything while my fellow GMs either buck off and have fun or do work because, hey, I don't have to do stuff right now. And then Terramon is very angry at being rained on fucking constantly because apparently when you do series quests, you are shunted off by yourself into a separate server, so they're all alone and very, very damp. And then shit happens in the real world where a massive clusterfuck of Black Imperial Dramon are going to start wrecking the main game. So they're trying to get everyone out. It's like, hey, where's Shoto? We kind of need to log his ass out or get him over here. And it's like, oh, he's on another server. And then Coldboy's like, fuck. Well, I have to go rescue him. Shit. And then that's the end.
That's a good read through, Dev. Yeah, I realized literally right as we were clicking start that, oh, I put the desk together and then was tired and I completely forgot to read it.
Yeah, it's like, the GMs are actually doing stuff. And Unchained is there.
So what you're saying is the story has actually properly begun at this point.
Yes, yes it has.
Hooray. Well, I'll catch up for next time.
And then how to play the card game some more.
Heavy how to play the card game or more story this time?
More story this time, but that's about it.
Yeah. Tips column 15 was battle coverage against the Guardians of the Deep match from a few chapters ago. I will say, these aren't for me, but I like that they do them. Especially when they put up the diagram of what the cards were, since they always go with the more artistic representation of that during the comic.
Yeah.
So I think that's a nice little touch.
If I had someone to play with, I'd probably pay more attention to it.
And then anniversary time. So it's the 18th anniversary of the Savers movie. Ultimate Power Activate Burst Mode. Still a very weird little movie. Especially...
I think Savers Lalamon with the nunchucks.
Keyword is little.
Yeah.
And then the 25th anniversary of Anode Tamer.
Damn.
The funny thing is, and this is something that people have discovered on their own when they go to look up information about the game, because, do you remember Konaka's old site where it had development data on it?
Like little notes and stuff.
Yeah, where it mentioned that like they were asked to include Ryo because... You know, the games had sold well, blah, blah, they want to, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Everyone assumes that what they actually mean is it sold well for Wonderswan, so could they put him in there to advertise WonderSwan, because even then, it was not a high-selling game.
It wasn't a high-selling console.
No, it wasn't. For the system, the game did very well. But, like, if you actually look at the sales, off the top of my head, I want to say it was, like, 200K, which for WonderSwan's great. But for, like, the era of people buying Game Boy games and stuff like that, it's not great. Although I love the art they did for it. Do you know how many people didn't realize that this was actually, like, art? They thought it was, like, a high-resolution thing from the game.
No, the game did not look nearly that good.
No, it really did not. But it stylistically fits really well, though, I will say.
I played the game. It was fun. It was nice.
It was fun.
But this looks better.
It was fun-ish.
Yeah.
And then Digimon Adventure 02 subbed for Blu-ray is up for pre-orders, and it's out on February 25th.
Fuck yeah.
I'm happy it's done. Now, we've mentioned it before. Dev, do you remember what was unique about how this was actually remastered?
Weren't there some differences between the dub and sub because of the way that the episodes were, like, cut off here and there for, like, part of the previews?
Sort of.
And
but unlike Adventure, the dub masters of 02 were not in the condition to actually do a proper good-looking upscale to. So we actually upscaled Japanese and then re-edited the dub from scratch. So this is actually the same remaster as the dub set. So people already have a general idea how this one will look. Because, like, for the first two adventures have entirely different upscales. This is, minus, you know, footage that had to be swapped, is the same core video. The edit's entirely fucking different, but oh well. But yeah, I'm very happy how this came out. Very much looking forward to everyone getting it.
I will have to acquire it at some point.
Yes. A lot of people, like, looking at the cover, like, oh, it's not the same. Yeah, this and the dub set have different color cover, but the inserts are flippable. They each have both covers on them.
That is very entertaining.
So that is out in February. One can enjoy that. And next up,
everyone please buy it so Discotech then gets lots of money so then they can do other series, possibly.
Next up, Digigift Wallpaper, and it's Frontier-themed. Frontier-themed Christmas. And we got it on the 4th. The 4th I find acceptable.
Yeah, it's not like at the end of the fucking month.
Now, here's the thing. Last month, I want to say, was November the 14th?
I feel it was later.
It's still too late. If it's in the first 5 days, that's fine. My preference would be the first day, which they did for about a year and a half. So, yeah. Solid art.
I like the little Agnimon sweater.
What's funny is, I want to say that art showed up on something. I want to say we've seen that Agnimon face before. Was it maybe, do you remember there was the art? Was it the one?
They were on the pajamas.
I was going to say, was it the one Digifest one? Where it was the beginning and the Frontier Kids? And I want to say he had like a plastic mask or something.
Or there was like a pillow, like a
maybe,
sleeping one, and it was like a pillow.
I don't know. I just like the art. Although I think what is the best part of the art for you? Because I know what my answer is, but I'd like to know yours first.
The Bat Pig looks very, very snuggly, and I wish that were me. But I really like the presents.
I was gonna say, look at the plush Chalkmon.
It's adorable, but I actually really like the Fairymon gift wrap.
That is a very good way. The gift wrap having the accoutrements of the other characters really works well. I'm just looking at the little. What's interesting is I don't. Do you see any actual? One second, I'm checking something. Do you see any actual Wolfmon accoutrements?
Yes, Koji is wearing the scarf he has as Wolfmon.
I guess, but, like, the others are so much more directly the characters. Like, I mean, like, you get more of a direct visual. This is a bit more subtle. I'm trying to figure out if there's anything... That's what I was looking at. I'm trying to figure out, is there anything more direct that I'm just missing, or is it just the... He's very subtle, and then there's Chalkmon right behind him as a teddy bear.
He's really subtle.
Okay, fair enough. And then two episodes of Terry Modest Lab. First up, Terasuki dives into the world of Ichiban Kuji. He goes with an interview with the people who are in charge of both Digimon Ichiban Kuji so far. Talked about the inspiration, some of the designs of, like, they point out the reason the Imperial Dramon figure has him with a lifted arm, or a foot, whatever you want to call it, is because almost all art of him that isn't flying has him on all four. So they decided they wanted to have him in a different position.
Honestly, I like that, because it's more dynamic.
Yeah, and when they talked about what they would like to do, it was mentioned there hasn't been a plush for the Digimon Ichiban Kujis yet, and they would like to do an original Digimon for the Ichiban Kujis.
Ooh.
Terrymon Assistant drops ideas for products that are almost all based on himself.
They would sell, though.
And people start before the proper subtitles were up, people start passing around the auto caption translations. And do you know what the conclusion they reached from it was?
They fucking suck?
They announced they're making original Digimon for the Ichiban Kuji. When the actual subtitles are really clear, it's just them going, this is something I would like to do. And then the second one is Miracle Happens with Digimon Card Game. It's Terrymon Assistant opening a box of Boosted Set 19 card packs. And because he does not exist, he has a helper open them for him. And he only has one real goal, which is get a Terrymon card.
He succeeded.
Yeah. He was excited when Goggomon was pulled. When Terrymon was pulled, he actually went, okay, we're done, bye. And they started pulling up the end screen. Then they found Saint Goggomon. They found Rapidmon Ace. Then he got very excited when they found Rotonightmon X because it was actually the parallel card, which is one of the more rare cards to find in the set.
Very nice. I should probably watch that one.
Oh, it's a fun one because it is functionally just him commentating on someone unpacking cards and them doing the reaction faces with him. Which,
adorable.
Which is why I screenshot that one moment of the Terrymon being unwrapped, where it's just him going wide-eyed and they pull the model back.
That's beautiful.
Because it's just very, very goofy. Then a few more of the 15-second analyze, 45-second analyze specials for Digmon, Pegasmon, Nefertimon, Lydramon, Shurimon, and Submarimon. It appears they've just given up subtitling these properly at all.
Honestly, I would too, because reminders during the podcast, I just keep forgetting daytime.
I didn't hear what you said, to be honest.
I keep forgetting they exist every
so
time.
So I don't forget they exist, but doing articles for one of them isn't worth it, so I wait until there's three or four, and sometimes I will forget how many they've done if they decide to speed them up. And then it's like, oh, there's six of them. I better do them.
They exist.
Then next up, we have some updates for the Wada Koji concert tribute event. The Digimon music producer announced that, you know, at a lot of the live Digimon events, they do the Everyone Sings Butterfly, where they have the guests sing it, and then the audience sings along too. They announced that this time they're going to do a CD based on that.
Ooh.
Which is something the Digimon music producer says they've wanted to do for a long time. So that will be done after the fact. They announced product sale times. There will be two different sales periods that day where people who are not going to the concert can buy stuff if they want.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so everyone can check the site for that. They also announced that any disc, CD, or Blu-ray purchase at the venue will get a bromide print of Wada Koji with a reproduction of a signature. And they also note that because there'll be discs for, you know, based on anyone who's going to be there, because there's going to have a range of it, those are included. And then, not quite related to the event, the Digimon music producer notes it's been 7 years since the Best of Wada Koji CD they did, plus the winter packaging version. They're aware a number of people asked for reprints of these. They're the same album, just with they moved the track list around a bit. Not saying they're going to do it, but he's aware people have asked.
And it Please, was a we would do the thing.
And it was a pretty good CD, so we will see. I wouldn't be shocked. I would expect they would do it with tweaked cover art again.
They could just have different seasons.
No, that's what I would expect them to do, different season and change the order. And that way, because part of the reason why they did the winter one was people really wanted a... Because the first one was event only, as I recall. It was like people really wanted a more common version. But it was like they said it was going to be exclusive, so this was the compromise was, is it's technically not the same CD.
Yeah, the original keeps its collector's value or whatever.
Yeah. And then, more music, Takeyoshi Tanimoto has a best of album released outside of Japan, Voice of Adventure. Huh. Between Adventure 2020 and Crosswords, it has 7 songs. And it has plenty of his non-Digimon music also. But a very solid selection. Still sad we don't have that crazy last episode version of Break the Chain, although it's not even clear if there's a full version that exists, as he's mentioned, he recorded just for the episode. I would hope so. Someday. But we will see.
Please.
Yeah, so that's streaming outside of Japan on various music services. And then, time for card previews, Dev. Booster set 20. Mm-hmm. Booster set 20 preview start. And, because booster set 20, it's not quite lined up time-wise, but it's getting there. They are doing the English and Japanese previews at the same time. Which, because I care too much, that means I'm actually putting up the images for each one.
I'm so sorry.
Here's the thing. As long as the times are synced, it's not too much trouble. Because when I say at the same time, I mean within a minute. They're putting them up.
Okay, I was assuming like within like a day.
No, I mean like they both go up at the same clock time. They may just be 30 seconds apart. It's the same functional time. So yeah, that makes it possible to do it. We will see if they keep that up. Once the excitement of synced releases goes down, I can see them slipping back into wildly different scheduling. But we will see. So first up, Cool Boy.
He is cool, and he is a boy.
To be fair, it is a cool-looking card. Ginryumon and Raptordrumon. Now, it's interesting. They both have very, like, inverted poses from each other, I would say.
Yeah, they're kind of, like, curling in.
Yeah, it's just very solid. It's very weird to get the previews at the same time, I will say. Then we get Bulkmon and Lugermon. This is another inverted one by different ways. We're actually seeing the same fight from two different angles.
Yeah, you can see like the little reflections in the
and then in the Bulkmon image. And then in the Lugermon image, you can actually see Bulkmon.
Punching the poor puppy. Yeah.
Then Caprimon/Capurimon. He's bouncing around with Coromons.
Very fluffy. Very pudding.
This is where Koki's art works well, is it has a very fluffy feeling to it.
And also works well in the next one, too.
Espeon with Caprimon and Coromon, which I assume it's meant to be the same ones from the prior image, and we get a few of his Mott Bombs also.
Looks like me!
This is a goofy-looking Espeon, especially for Espeon, though.
I was gonna say, isn't Espeon always just kind of goofy?
He is, but the proportions are a bit different here. That makes him kind of look extra goofy, but also kind of annoyed that kids are bothering him.
Shut up, old man.
Then we get Lyomon and Falcomon, and it's the original Falcomon.
I like these two.
What I like, though, is Falcomon's from mentioning his profile, where Falcomon does not generally fly. It runs up mountains very quickly.
Like a fucking goat.
Yes. Then Hover Espeon.
Haven't we seen this, like, a while back?
So this is one of the ones we got the novel preview for. We also did for the Caprimon one. But yes, this one's far more memorable because of the art, I think. Then we get Chaosmon Valderarm.
Just looks so weird.
It's the angle. Because it kind of looks like he's running over and past someone. So it has a bit
You're trying to like figure out like where all the limbs are.
It's easier when you realize that the bottom right is his right leg, and the left side is his left leg. Assuming I'm not mixed up, which I may be. Actually, maybe the reverse legs, which is your point, which is just janky.
If the sample text was gone, it might be slightly more.
Yeah. Singularity of Chaos. This one I like, which shows all three versions of Chaosmon, and they're like creating a singularity just being there.
It looks really cool, and I really like the colors of it.
I think it helps now that because of prior cards, everyone is aware that Chaosmon is still in the design in that Chaosmon.
The weird, freaky eyeball.
Because when you see the full art for Ultimate Chaosmon, you don't necessarily realize that Chaosmon is there. You think it's just like an exploded form. And it is, but there is actually a coherent Chaosmon there, So this card probably makes more sense since we've seen that in art before. If this was out of nowhere, everyone would think that, oh, they're introducing a new Chaos Mon.
There's a little bitty one in there.
Then we get a nice piece of double art of Chaos Mon green and Chaos Mon blue. They get mirror art, but it is actually different art. It doesn't look obvious at first, but if you notice, like, the hands are actually in the opposite position, not just mirrored.
Mm-hmm.
And the flames are not in the same place or the same design. So they're meant to...
Also the different background, so one's more earthy and the other one's more towards the sky. Yeah.
But I mean the actual art of Chaos Mon is not just flipped around. Or Cordramon, not Chaos Mon. There's too many multiple Digimon in the set.
They did have spite.
Yeah. I think I like blue better for a key reason. The lighting in green is super awesome, but it kind of pushes down the green on him. While blue does the same thing, but it's more obviously blue.
I think it's just because of like the background colors and the reflected light, how they're doing that.
And then just about an hour and a half ago, we got Gonkumon X, which this is a very good piece of art, but he has a lot of moves that this could be, although I think it's Ultimate Battle Technique Tengyokin. I think. Because that's the one where it says, like, he puts everything into his right arm for a powerful uppercut. But he has...
You would know better than me, because I was not paying attention to the profile for that one.
Well, that's the thing.
It's like, he's not wearing a shirt.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if I pull up Gonkumon X and his attacks... So I'm going to read you his attacks that could be relevant to this, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so... Striking with fist. A barrage of punches from both Gonkumon and Hinokume. You could argue that that's that, and the fire is him, is Hinokume. Then, there's this attack where it just deals heavy blows. Ultimate Battle Technique Tengyokin says a flawless pulverizing uppercut that condenses all of its energy in its right hand, ignoring defense. That's what this feels like to me. I'm not saying it is for sure, but I think that's what it is.
Leans a little more towards that than the first one, obviously.
Yeah, it's also one of those things where I think you can interpret it that way, but that's what it feels like to me.
Generic punching move.
And then we knew there was going to be a Yuki promo card for boosters at 20, but now that they've announced it, there's an interesting twist. It's a parallel card to Yuki from booster 20. But here's where it also gets confusing.
Lighting?
No, you know how they started marking parallel cards with stars?
Mm-hmm.
The normal version doesn't have it. And I can't recall if they just don't do that for event cards, unless it's a parallel of the event card, or if that's suggesting it's not part of the set. So I assume it's just a bonus thing, but yes. Really nice art. We've seen it before, but both Yuki and him. The only issue I have here... Based on the web novel, does this not quite have the energy that Yuki seems to normally have?
This isn't gremlin enough.
Yeah, like, Impmon does look, like, kind of tired and bored, which fits, but she's not energetic enough. Now, you could argue this is just a sweet moment, but still.
It's like, oh, they're having a peaceful time in the forest, surrounded by cherry blossoms. Like, no, they're... That's not them.
Yes. Then, the English... Special Limited set is out. This was basically a mini booster they're doing, which is LMO3, LMO4 with a number of parallel/alternate art cards and some promos. Weirdly, some of these were actually hard to get in Japan. Like the Magna Kidmon, Gundramon, and BL Starmon cards, which are box toppers. Those were like the prize for a few events. Specifically, the BL Starmon one, I think, was the winner's card. And I don't think there was a non-winners card version of it. That's the one where all three cards combined to make the same art.
Okay, I remember this. I remember that one.
The Bell Starmon one, I don't think there was ever a non-winners card version of it for those events. So this is probably significantly easier to get. And then, this is where... So some stuff popped up early because I think they put up the video unlocked initially, then locked it down really quickly. So, the Global Unification Program. So, first up, they showed a, like, not a new card game logo, but, like, a new symbol to symbolize that, like, everything's synced now. Nice little gold logo with Terramon in it, which I actually quite like. They showed off the schedule for all of 2026. Although they admit that's not quite all, because some stuff just... Like, I wouldn't be shocked if some more starter decks in there. Stuff like that.
Gift packs, promos.
Yeah. But yeah, so we already knew starter 20 and 21 were in April, along with booster 21. Sleeves are in June. EX09, EX10, and EX11 will be released throughout 2025 and the beginning of 2026. And then booster 22, 23, and 24 is through January 2026. Am I wrong? Or is this actually calmed down a bit like we hoped they would do as the card game got mature? I feel like this is less than they've done the last few years.
Yeah, because this feels like, okay, it's like here's a set quarterly.
Yeah. A set quarterly plus interspliced with EX sets. Although I will say, it does feel like there's a little hole right around...
November-ish?
Yeah, where like you... Like, there's no spaces here for, say, the LM sets or the other tiny sets they do. Or if they decide to do a second reboot set. And they've said that this is not actually complete. This is just the main sketch. So I wouldn't be shocked if we see more.
Yeah, just a few things slotted in there.
We get the packaging for the two starters decks. And it reveals that, like they said, they would be not necessarily comprehensive to Adventure, but cover everything. Like, we get to see... all eight kids in the four Tamer cards, which, that is gorgeous art.
Adorable.
It just looks nice. And then for booster set 21, World Convergence, one of the things, the early info we got for the set basically was, it's an adventure set, but it's going to have tons of stuff from all the other Digimon anime. And people went, clarify what that means. They have Atmon is coming to the card game properly, not like that one Haru card where it's Haru art, but it's not an actual character card.
Yeah, it's just like an option card or something.
Yeah, yeah. So they show off a nice Gatchmon card. We get a nice big piece of the art there. And I believe the Globemon art they show is new also. Because that's the art that's going to be on the packaging, along with the other anime heroes.
Oh, guess it's time that I actually finish watching Atmon.
And they... Atmon cards will have the keyword Link to help usher them into the game. On top of the anime from Adventure to Now, we'll also have some new stuff for Liberator, which they've talked about too. They also announced the signature cards, which these will be signature for seven artists who've done a lot of the card. Minus one who has not done a lot of cards of the card game, but he's famous outside of the card game. And his card was one of the big ones. Keita Amemiya. He's the one who did the that one Fenrir Lugamon card that people are going nuts for, the one parallel card.
The really, really sparkly one?
Yes. He created Garo, he created Zayram and Iria. He's done a lot of Toku stuff, just very well known. If you're a Toku fan, you know him. So having him do a Beelzebubon Blast Mode card is going to look fantastic.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah. Also, the six Digimon Con 2024 vote cards, which have been teased for a while, finally coming. There will be a release event for BT21 in April through May. And they also tease that BT21 through BT24, the launch event cards will all combine.
Ooh.
Which is basically saying go to all four launch events or go away. They all, so the sleeves, we knew 5th anniversary, we knew close, we knew signs of Digivolution. The fourth one has finally been revealed as an Atmon card. Sleeve, sorry. Yeah.
Cute as shit. I love Gatchmon.
Oh, no, it's a good one. Then they showed off the schedule roadmap for the championship. What I like about this, and it's one of the things that I saw people like worried about when they were unifying, was were they going to unify events? Because events are kind of done as they make sense for each region. They are not. Each region will still have its own schedule and style of regionals and events, and then they combine at the end for the grand final.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
It does, but it was one of those things that people were like, are they going to try to do them the same in every country? They're not. They're what they are unifying, though, they're unifying the world versions of the... In the Japan, it's the Tamer Battle Pack. In the English version, it's the Store Tournament Pack, which is kind of different set to set sometimes. So what they're going to do now is the Tamer Battle Pack will not be every 2 months. It will be every 3 months. The cards will be the same as the store tournament pack for the English version, and it'll be 6 cards every 3 months rather than 4 every 2.
Okay.
And the same cards will also get their own winner pack and random prize winner pack, and we've already gotten previews of those. Then they finish it by showing glamour key art of the anime and Liberator Heroes, 2 different versions, one which was more clean, one which just had a wave of fucking Digimon in it.
I'm not sure which one I like more.
Well, the one problem is the clean version we got much larger. So it's much easier to look and appreciate, while the more complicated one, we can't zoom in as well.
Either way, I want this as a wallpaper.
Well, the one's big enough to be a wallpaper. The clean one's big enough. Like, that's...
My monitor's like 15 years old, so, I mean,
okay,
yeah. Kind of low resolution. I could probably get away with the other one.
Actually, I could probably upscale the smaller one for you, to be honest, to make it work. Give me your resolution after the show, Dev. I will make that into an acceptable wallpaper for you.
Excellent.
Then last weekend was the Grand Tamer Metalobby Meetup 2024 Winter. That's where they do one of their big Metalobby online events. The prizes were various packs that aren't available anymore, which is a neat little prize. And anyone who participated got a Terramon backpack for their avatar. I call it a backpack, but like visually, it does not appear to be one. It appears to just be Terramon strapped to the person's back.
I was going to say, it doesn't look very bag-ish.
Yeah. They also made a theater room where people would go, where they would do like audio versions of Liberator narrated. And also various products were for sale, which may not be available anymore, like the leftover stock.
That's one way to get rid of it.
Yep. That's a great way to get rid of it, I assume. Then, like I said, we got the previews for the battle. The only Battle Pack 26 previews we did not get were two. I'm trying to. I believe it was 2 of the English winner cards. It's like they didn't think to do previews of them until the third one, but then they didn't go back.
Oopsie.
Card Battle had a rules quiz for EX08. Then they also did a Digimon Pendulum theme match, which also matches. BT08 had a lot of Deep Savers versus Nature Spirit stuff, as I recall, so I believe that's why they did that. And then, Dev, are you ready for events? We're off from cards, and we're 2 events. So first up, Digimon Animation 25th Anniversary in Diver City, Tokyo Plaza, starting January 4th. So they're going to do a stamp rally where they're going to have photo spots with basically all the lead characters from all the TV anime.
Cute.
If you get a certain number of stamps, you will be able to get a prize. There'll be a food truck with themed food. Did you read the food list, Steph?
No, but I immediately zoned in on the fucking drink.
To be fair, we only have 2 pictures. They only gave the name. So Agumon's Hayashi Rice, Vmon's Refreshing Soda Soda. That is fucking weird to look at, I have to say. The more you zoom in, the more that sort of seems weird.
I'm kind of morbidly curious.
A little. Gilmon's Hot Dog with Special Bun. Octimon's Chili Dog. Developed by Dats, Agumon's Omelet Rice.
That one makes sense.
That's a good character-based one. Shoutmon's Spicy and Delicious Minestrone.
That does not really make sense.
Gumjamon's Grape Soda with Nata de Coco.
Ah, fucking Nata de Coco.
Gatchmon's Chocolate Waffle. That one makes sense.
It does.
Gamamon's Champion Drink.
I assume it's just a chocolate milk.
Yeah, it's going to be chocolate milk. There's going to be whipped cream and a Monica on it. And then, Terasuki's idea, a special potage perfect for winter. I like how it's like all the anime heroes and Terramon assistant. There'll be 11 coasters distributed at random, and they went over products. So an acrylic stand for each show, and this includes a stand that holds all the characters.
Really insane.
A 25th anniversary themed acrylic block, which they show a picture of, a tote bag, miniature acrylic charms, can badges. Then they go over like where the various photo spots will be. They mentioned that in the museum location on site, Agumon will be broadcast. They have new recordings from Chika Sakamoto.
Aww.
and they'll be broadcasting every hour. They mentioned there'll also be a 25th anniversary trailer. That appears to be the same trailer we saw a few months ago. Other Digimon videos we showed also. They'll be doing prizes from social media. And then people noticed that, okay, so lead characters for Digimon shows can sometimes be a very weird thing. Like, for Adventure, it's easy to pick the 8, right?
Yeah.
And O2, it's easy to pick the 6. So Tamers, who would you say is a main lead character?
First three. Screw everyone else.
So they did the first three, and a lot of people went, it feels like Ryo should be there. He got an ultimate. And then you move on from there to Frontier. It's like, okay, you got the 6 of them. That's fine. You go to Savers. How many lead characters would you say Savers has?
4.
And that's where we paused to point out, a lot of people went, it feels like Ryo should be there, and Ikto should definitely be there.
It does feel like Ikto should be there.
A few days later, they actually posted on social media, they saw a lot of mentions of it, and fans were correct. These characters should be added, and they've added them.
That was nice of them.
So they've updated the art. Now, the one problem is so not every show got new art on here. So, some use the art. For Adventure's a good example. All 8 of those were from the 25th anniversary poster. Then for O2, Daisuke was on the 25th anniversary poster. The others weren't, but the others all got art in that style. And the same is true of Tamers. Except Ryo and Cyberdramon are very clearly not art in the style of that poster.
Grab what we have, just copy and paste.
Savers, I believe, all got art in the side of the poster. The shading on Savers is a bit different, so it's a bit hard for me to tell. I think it is. Minus Ikto. But they've been added. And they also mentioned that changes to solicited products will be the acrylic block, mini acrylic charms, and can badges will have them added. And they're currently revising the design of the Tamers and Savers acrylic stands and the tote bag to include them.
Okay.
So they're adding them. Maybe not as nice art as some other characters. Now, what's interesting is you can, which shows and stuff did get art. For example, Cross Wars, outside of Taiki, I believe everyone else is show art.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to have them...
You can tell the difference in the shading immediately.
Yeah. To have them stand out a bit more, I can't... The most interesting one for me is Haru, because at a glance, you almost don't notice if his art is show-style art or his art from the poster. I believe it's the poster art, though.
As you can tell by the shading, the other ones have, stealth shading, but he has the softer.
Yeah, and to have 2020 Tai Chi stand out, they go with promotional art of him rather than his poster art.
Okay.
Because one thing, some people did have problems on the big poster telling which Tai Chi was which, unless they really looked. So that fixes that. Yeah. So they added them. They're there. And then more event stuff.
Never fucking ends.
Toei Transportation and Yura Kamome announced a digital stamp rally for a few train lines. And the prizes, these will be via lotto raffle based on how many you get. There's 8 stamp locations total. 1 stamp prize is you get a random device wallpaper. After that, it's entered into, lotto raffles. 3 stamps is a Digimon Adventure logo tote bag. 5 stamps, a Digimon t-shirt, or a train clock. I'm not reading the full line, but yeah. I assume that is a very desirable one based on how many train fans there are in Japan. If you get all 8, it's either an Agumon hoodie or a Gabumon hoodie. I want to say these were sold a few years ago and people went nuts for them. I think.
I need to see the Agumon from the front because that looks kind of horrifying.
I feel like there was an Agumon hoodie at some point. One sec. Let me see if I can find it really quickly. Hoodie.
Honestly, the Gabumon.
Aha! Wait. I found it. No, that's not it. Okay, now I found it. Oh, wow. These are from Digifest 2019.
I think they made new ones or just kind of excavated them out of a bin in a warehouse somewhere.
I think these are the same one. I wouldn't be shocked if they made new ones and were going to sell them. One sec, let me get the images to show you and chat. I believe these are the same hoodies, though. Here's for you, Dev. And here's for chat.
Okay, yeah, they are.
I'm not sure that pasted correctly for chat. Let me try that again here. There we go.
Again, the Gabumon. looks a
I
lot better.
I think that worked. And, okay,
really, they should have gone with Greymon and Gururumon, because that would have worked out better for...
Here, one sec. I have to do this for chat again, because it's not pasting correctly. Think.
It hates you.
Okay. The last two should work fine, chat. It kept trying to paste them both together into one combined broken address. Okay, what were you saying about the hoodie stuff?
I feel like it would have been better if they just went with Greymon and Gururumon.
To be fair, these were like $100 at the time.
It still would have been better.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying these were like $100 hoodies. We were never buying these hoodies.
Yeah, no. I can make a lot better. I have
and
made
then,
better.
Dev, remember how when the perfume was first announced, we were like, it appears they're saying it will show up later, but for at least a decent period of time, it will only be available at the exhibition?
Correct.
The perfume is, they announced a few days ago, it would go up for pre-order on the 16th. So it is orderable now. It's the same 8 perfumes that were available at the exhibition. I think we said everything we were going to say about them then. I'm still very weirdly... And people keep asking, has this company done stuff with Fairy Tail because their brand name's Fairy Tail? Yes, there's been like 3 or 4 of them with Fairy Tail. I looked.
I checked their website and they have like a shit ton of series. I was like, ooh.
Oh no, there's a ton. But I mean there's been like 3 or 4 collaborations specifically with Fairy Tail, which is what everyone wants to know, because they're called Fairy Tail Parfum. So yes. Oh whoa, I just realized something weird. Okay, so Dev, looking at the art, is it the 25th anniversary key art, but colored differently? Like, is the shading... Because remember, we were just looking at it and talking about how, you know, it was all done in one style. Are these shaded differently than what we were just looking at as part of that poster? Or is it just that they're larger and easier to see?
I feel like these are shaded slightly different. It's like a little more of like a...
Anime-ish.
Airbrush.
Yeah.
Airbrush over top of the...
I wonder if that's true or if it's just like we're seeing them larger.
So I'd probably have to see a higher resolution of the 25th poster.
Now, for people who like to buy stuff, remember how when the exhibition happened, they said they would try to sell stuff after the fact, and then they said they were definitely going to? It's all online until January 5th, so if you wanted stuff from the exhibition that was for sale, good luck. It's the same stuff we've been over before. Dev, is there anything here that tempts you at all?
Aside from all of it, you know, I kind of like the Sukumon boxers. Not gonna lie, these are fucking hilarious.
You know what tempts me? I kind of want the giant fucking Omegamon paper knife.
Thing is, I'd be tempted to use that on customers, so.
Did you ever see the photos of people buying it? I need to find a photo of that, because I swear it was significantly larger than we thought. Because we're both thinking like it, like an X-Acto type thing.
It seemed like an inch or two long. That's like a regular-ass letter opener.
It was a bit bigger than that, as I recall. But yeah, I need to find photos of that at some point. So, not a lot of time to get it, but plenty if you do want to deal with an intermediary. And then, 2 more waves of stuff from Annabirth. So first up, we get a second wave of Digimon Street Goods, plus a new line called Japanese Goods. So the Street Goods are 8 keychains of skateboards, 8 metallic stickers.
I think flashbacks to the 90s.
Yeah, 4 long sleeve. The t-shirts really look 90s. In fact, the logo is a graffiti style that looks oddly close to the old English Digimon logo, predating the anime.
Yeah, from the V-Pet, yeah.
And the thing is they use that logo in Japan sometimes. Like the Kenshi Watanabe and Osmaria V-Pets, I believe, use them. But it looks close to that. Mini shoulder bag, which, look, those pictures of this look weird to you.
It looks...
It looks odd in pictures. Bandana.
It looks like a baseball cap upside down.
And a desk mat. That is a good-looking desk mat.
It is really fucking cool.
And then the Japanese goods, 8 soy dishes. That's a little dish you pour soy in so you have it. But I actually really like the designs. I'll go with my complaint when we're done. So there's a teacup. I like the teacup. I won't get it because I've said 100 times.
They're tiny.
The one fucking time I bought a fucking mug for one of these things. It literally is me grabbing a mug and be like, Hulk smash tiny mug.
You're just like, pinching the handle.
Yeah, I can't use it because it's like so tiny. A rice bowl.
It's like a glass with a handle.
The rice bowl is really nice, I have to admit.
I want the Andrew Amon little plate.
The chopsticks. I feel like the chopsticks are a bit much. Where it's chopsticks and has maybe a crest on it and some Digimoji.
I think it's like a little Digivice kind of.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's the Digivice from the chopstick rest. Do you feel like that should be a set?
Yeah.
And then,
but then again, if you want like just one of the rests.
Yeah, I guess
the stack of the chopsticks.
I guess that makes sense. And then a Masu cup, which most people probably better know as a sake cup. I actually like the cup. I can't imagine owning that, though.
I can't imagine, like, really drinking out of it. I would spill it all over me.
I was going to say, I feel like if you get a certain point of drunk drinking sake, a square cup is not going to help matters.
Yeah.
So, Dev, what is the top item you would want from both of these waves?
Ooh. You know what? I kind of just really like the Anjuman little soy cup.
I kind of fucking hate it that I still like the fucking teacup. Is the part that pisses me off the most.
Cute, but it's so
okay.
Now
here's my complaint. Does it feel like there should be a ramen bowl here?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
That's my only complaint. Is it really feels like this begs for like a bigger type bowl?
Yeah, with like a design like on the inside.
And then, so here's one of those things that's unexpected, but it's really fucking cool. So Brugula does a decent amount of anime products and Digimon products in Japan. They announced they're going to be working with Bicycle Cards to do a set of Digimon-themed playing cards, themed after Adventure in 02.
That is super unexpected.
So the announcement has thumbnails of every card. So I like what they're doing stylistically. So first off, it appears every bit of art is new. So for the number cards, for the lower numbers, I think just the first three. Okay, so aces each get new art. For the lower numbers, one card from each gets it for 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
Then 5 and 6, you each get 2. 7 single, 8 is 3, 9 is single, and then 10 is 2. Then you get the art of the characters on the face cards. And then the Jokers all get new art also.
I think it's very fitting that Piedmon is one of the Jokers.
Yeah, that's the one that's almost too fucking obvious. Like, if you were just going to have one Joker card, I would expect it to be him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all very neat. I love that the two of the aces are the Digivices. It just all looks really good. This is one of those things where I hope it's easy to import because I could see getting it whether you want it. I feel like this is a deck that if you buy, you're not actually playing with them.
Like when I went to Barnes & Noble, they have like a shit ton of like bicycle card decks of different series. So
Also, can we just point out that if they don't sell these out of Japan, they still have the Made in USA label on them. Like in the promo picture, you can see they have the Made in USA label on them. Then next up, we love polls. So first up, poll results for favorite Digimon TV anime final form of a best friend or rival character. What's funny is I think this like lines up mostly with what we said. I think we said Beelzebub, Blast Mode, or Metal Groomon would be first. Blast Mode got almost half the votes, basically 4 out of every 10. Then Metal Groomon. And after that, we basically said it could go any way, but it felt like Atmon's the one that had to prove itself and not get last. And it didn't. So Magna Groomon was third. I think that was one that we kind of point out might be a dark horse because a lot of people actually like it.
Yeah.
Hadesmon is fourth. Mirage Galgamon Burst Mode's fifth. And Zeke Greymon's last. Poor Zeke Greymon. All that glitters is not gold.
Yeah, it's like, it's not even like that crazy, because like the last four are in like a percentage or two of each other.
No, and that's the other thing they point out is like third to six is the entire range is 2.1%. So who would know? Beelzebub and Metal Groomon are popular characters. We're all shocked. And then the new poll, I like when they do this one every year, which is your favorite Digimon event in 2024. So the events are the 25th anniversary of the Digimon anime, the Digimon anniversary exhibition, the Digivice 25th Color Evolution being released, the collaboration LCD toys with Hype Drop and Monster Hunter were introduced. I want to say the Hype Drop ones have started to ship and the Monster Hunter ones have not. The Digimon Liberator webcomic begins. Digimon comic begins. The Digimon Seekers novel series ends. The Digimon novel competition was held. There were two runner-ups and four prize-winning works in addition. Terrymon Assistant Lab begins distribution with Terrymon Assistant becoming the official Digimon ambassador. 36 Digimon were added to the Digimon reference book, and the Atmon Encyclopedia was added to Digimon Web. This is the one that every year it's too random to try to guess.
Yeah, it's basically like, okay,
it's potpourri
type of media.
The way I would put it is it's potpourri bullshit. There's nothing, I love these ones, but guessing, we can guess will be completely wrong. So Dev, what do you think will be first?
I probably want to say either the Color Digivice or Digimon comic.
I feel like Digimon comic just can't be first. I love it.
I think it'd probably be like second or third.
I want,
just because like visual media.
The Digivice color, if we weren't so far from its announcement, I think it would have a better chance. I like it for first, but like, do you remember how fucking excited and surprised people were?
Yeah, it sold out instantaneously several times.
Like, yeah, it was, people were so excited, but like, it's been out for months. I can see that excitement not translating into votes. I would like it to be the Digivice. I could actually see it being the Hype Drop Monster Hunter one.
As I feel like Liberator is going to be pretty up there just because it's been consistent.
No, I would say so also. Like, I've had no real, like, we had issues with Seekers. There's really no issue with Liberator minus we don't really play the card game. So when they get into the card game, it's like, I'm sure this is very exciting for people who play it.
So like watching Yu-Gi-Oh! If you don't play the card game, it's still pretty entertaining.
But that's that in anime form, they can add a bit more flair. The flair is here in comic form, but you have to add the flair mentally yourself based on the art. But yeah, I'll be very curious to see the order. It doesn't matter in the least, this type of thing. I'm still curious to see it. And then, okay, time to stretch as we do like the weekend potpourri stuff. Ready, Dev?
My suffering is endless.
Digimon music producer showed a photo from the Digimon display at the Toei booth at Manga Barcelona.
Nice.
They added a screen with the promo for the Godzilla V-Pet trailer at the Premium Bandai Showcase. Every couple weeks they're adding something new there, so it feels like we're getting there.
Give me King Ghidorah, you bastards!
We've seen previews of these for months from BN Figure Q in China, which is figures based on the 25th anniversary Digimon Adventure balloon art, which looks gorgeous. I will say this. I would love if there was some way these got imported at around MSRP. Have you seen what the price is, Dev?
No, I have not, but considering previous ones sold for before they got a Japanese release, probably insane.
No, the MSRP for these are $12. It's 88 yuan, which is, at current exchange rate, $12, or about 1,800 yen. Remember, these are like small, like, I think they're blind box also.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, very nice looking figures.
They're kind of bigger with the detail on them.
No, I would assume they're not going to be quite as nice, the actual ones. Wawaga posted some Digimon Tamers art they did a few years ago. They also posted the art from the cover of Digimon Comic Volume 1, which they did. And they know the background is actually Hikari Gaoka.
Nice.
And they said it felt like a bad idea, pseudo risking their life to get the photos, because it was a very hot day, and when they went, they were also sick.
It's all worth it for the little Otodama Wormmon in the bag.
Oh, that is the Otodama. I thought that was just a normal Wormmon plush. You're right. That is the Otodama of, I think, Wormmon and Karamon, I believe. I think it's the Otodama, yeah. Not a generic Karamon, I mean.
Yeah. I love them.
Okay, then let's see. Next up, Tenya Yabino posted the color art of Tai Chi and Zero Mara that he's making for his new banner. And of course, now that it's been, you know, his new manga has started, him making a new banner makes sense. God, his his color work is so good. And then we get Liberator Social Art of Close showing her high level skill and declaring victory in rock, paper, scissors.
Destroyed.
I like how nonplussed she looks.
She's just like that.
And then from the second week, we get the second week of stuff, we get photos of the Digimon pop-up store in Shanghai Joy Flash. I think this is the pop-up shop connected to the Chinese Adventure Exhibition event, I think. It's a bit hard to tell because there's a few pop-up shops going at different times. Then the the Bandai Card Games Fest 24-25 World Tour in Guangzhou was in China. Guangzhou, China stop. Ayumi Miyazaki was on hand to sing and meet fans. He posed for a few photos. The Gilmon and Vimon ones were the best. It's been a while since we've seen that Gilmon suit, I think. Was the last time we saw it when they did the franchise 25th anniversary museum, or have we seen it since then?
Oh, damn. It's been so long since I saw that one. It might have been longer.
Yeah, because we've seen the Vimon one a lot because of the beginning. But the Gilmon one, I don't recall when we saw it before this.
It's so derpy looking. I love it.
Wawaga posted some art they did of Millenniummon and Ken, which they did a while ago.
That is really fucking cool. Making Millenniummon more badass than it actually is.
Is it badass, or is he just letting Ken know that the ice cream machine is not working at McDonald's?
They're both devastated by this.
Then we get social art of Yuki Nitmon, a bit tired, as Sam the Clown, a well-known NPC in Lacuna, attempts to explain something, and they're just exhausted. This fits their personality perfectly for both.
Someone should Photoshop this onto the card art.
They should. I hadn't thought about that before you said it. Then Tomo01 posted some art for the new chapter, which is Shoto, and you get to see a battle in the background.
Which looks really cool.
And then Usagi Bochi posted two his art. The first is Shoto enjoying a solo quest in Lapis Marine. And you mentioned, elsewhere, something terrible is about to happen that will involve all of Lacuna.
Seas, you're on vacay. Everyone else is dying horribly.
And he also put up new art of Suzune saying that December 14th is her birthday. He hopes she will continue to be a wonderful big sister character. He also notes December 14th is Antarctic Day, so why not enjoy curling with Penmon? That is the funniest and stupidest recurring thing that has happened from Digimon World, to be honest.
Yep.
And then it is time for questions. You guys in chat can throw yours up. Let's go to ones that were sent in ahead of time. First one is, why do you think it took so long to seemingly do more integration of Atmon waiting until this year? So there's two answers to this, both of which are probably real to an extent, but one which will upset people. So the first one is probably making sure any legality stuff was dealt with because, you know, it was launched on an abnormal channel for Digimon, and making sure that, you know, if it's going to be integrated, everyone gets their proper say or signs off on not getting their proper say. And the second reason is despite Atmon fans acting like Atmon just vanished and Bandai pretends it doesn't exist, there's actually been a decent, not a lot, but since Atmon has ended, there's been a trickle of Atmon stuff, both in showing up at events and products to buy, and by and large, fans have just said they're not buying it.
It's like you had a chance to miss adorable little Offmon plushie.
Well, also remember before that, around the 20th anniversary of Adventure, they did those metal keychains of all the Digivices that people were collecting for a while. I never actually saw photos of an Atmon one.
Honestly, anytime I go to a convention, there's blind boxes, there's still just like a shit ton of leftover Atmon ones.
Yeah. And actually, for a few years after Atmon ended, and I regret not getting them, a good chunk of the action figures were still available to buy quite cheaply. Yeah, it's almost purely that fans just weren't buying it. They were talking on social media, and that was about it. Let's see, look at chat. Stark Maxim said, do either of you play tabletop RPGs at all, or you had any experiences with them? That's their primary hobby. A long, long time ago, other stuff just takes up too much time, and that in itself is a time. I mean, you play. You know how much of a time sink those can be. A few have tempted me.
I play D&D on occasion, but problem is, all of my friends have jobs, and we're all completely consumed by them. So finding enough time to have more than two people sit down and do a thing for at least an hour or several is really fucking hard.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the last, like, long-form co-op video game I played with a friend online was. Because, like, you and me have played stuff, but it's never been long-form. It's always been me going, oh, do you want to play this neat beat-em-up? And it has, like, the Steam, like, virtual couch.
Yeah, the Steam chair. Yeah.
So we've been able to do that. If it's always been quick, let's just fuck around for 10 minutes while we both have time. The last long-form co-op that I think I did was, I think me and a friend went through every bit of the co-op mode on Portal 2.
It's going to sound really fucking sad, but the last co-op video game I played, long-form-ish, Ragnarok Online.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's just like, there's been plenty of times where I've just grabbed you and whoever else I can find. I'm like, let's see how much we can do in this stupid beat 'em up. Because I remember us. I don't remember. Did we do Shredder's Revenge? I know I did it with some people, but I don't remember if you were there.
I don't think I was there for Shredder's Revenge.
I know. I know you were there for Streets of Rage 4.
Yep, I was there for that.
That's one that I remember because that one actually worked with four people, and I was the only one who had the game.
And we were surprised.
Yeah, because there was no lag at all. Like, I think you said you thought there was maybe 1/10 of a second of lag on your end, maybe. But yeah, that worked well. Shredder's Revenge, that's one that I want to try with like six people. Shredder's Revenge plays. I'm so disappointed with that Power Rangers game. The controls are so stiff.
We could always just
play Street Church 4.
Well, that or fly across the country and play the Sega Genesis version. Does that one even have two players?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yes, it definitely does. I think one doesn't, if I'm remembering. Two and three definitely do. Because for two, I believe it is, you have to have a friend protect you while you beat up the clown so you can play as the kangaroo. A bunch of people are going to be like, what the fuck are they talking about? But yeah. Someone said, what is your favorite sandwich? BLT.
I would say just turkey and lettuce with potato chips on a Kaiser roll. Just rip into it like a fucking velociraptor.
let's see.
I have to be in the mood for it.
This isn't really a question we can answer. What new Atmon will we see in the card game? I would expect Atmon to show up first and then worry about that later. Someone said, is that Frontier calendar easily importable? Is he able to get the O2 the beginning calendar? Okay, they're talking about...
Digigift?
Yeah, the Frontier... Yeah, that wasn't a Bible calendar. That was a downloadable calendar for December 2024. If you just go to the site and look for Digigift December, that will be there. You can just put it on your phone. That's not anything you have to buy. It's free. Akano Heavy says, Atmon V-Pet anyone? I feel like Atmon getting an actual V-Pet would have to be on either its 25th anniversary or... its 10th anniversary, or it would just show up in other V-Pets as some characters. I feel like outside of an anniversary, we're not just going to get a standalone Atmon V-Pet. With the movie Blu-ray a couple days away, do you think you'll talk about it on the next episode? So at this point, it's tomorrow. Yes, I don't know how much we'll talk about. We definitely will. But we're not doing any sort of special at the moment. Everyone is far too busy on the holidays to even try to grab people.
We're all dead.
Hopefully Dev has it by then, and we can talk about it a bit, but we'll talk about it some, even if she doesn't. Let's see. Devin says, more content question. The local game store is not doing Highlander for the Tailmon Xmas card. They're doing a regular tournament for the card. Decided to run a Tailmon Armor Rush deck. They hope we approve. I think trying to get a Tailmon Xmas card and running a Tailmon deck is a good idea. Assuming you think you can win. If you think you can win, it's a good idea. If you don't think
you can annoy people, that's also good.
Yeah. But I would say if there's a better deck where you think you can do better, then goals having the card, I would say. Let's see. What collaboration Digimon would you like to see made in games and other media? Honestly, I think I have more fun when I don't think about it and they show up. Like, at no point was I sitting there going, you know what? We're going to see an Omegamon Metapot.
Like, surprise, it's here.
Or like it was like random Saturday and doing stuff. It's like, oh, they've announced a Godzilla Digimon V-Pet and a Godzilla War Greymon. That wasn't something I gave much thought to. So it's more fun to not know in that case. And just like, oh, shit, it's that thing.
Just give me new shit.
Yeah. Then someone said, what were your top games, movies, books, whatever from 2024?
That we read or in that year or that was published in that year?
This is a question I did not change any wording from. So I assume it feels like the intention is from 2024 as in out this year. Okay, how about I go through
going to be Sonic 3.
Okay, it's going to be Sonic 3. So top games, I feel like for me it's Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm pretty sure, Dev, I vanished for a few days playing that.
For me, it would probably be, as far as games, it would be Zelda Echoes of Wisdom.
I haven't had the time to play, because every time I think all of the time, I'm like, I'm not going to have enough time to play through it, and I don't want to then put it down for a few weeks.
It's not something that you need to worry about where you are in it and picking it back up.
It's more that I would rather just sit down and play through it is more what I'm thinking of, rather than being spoiled or anything like that. So for games,
I just went full goblin mode.
No, I did that with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. It's like, okay, work is going to show up probably 3 or 4 days from now. If I sit there and do nothing but play the game, I can finish it. And I did. Movies. So I had an answer, and then I thought of something better. So my answer was going to be Transformers 1. And I know your answer is going to be Sonic 3. I will wait to judge Sonic 3 until I see it. But my answer is not Transformers 1 because I remembered there was something even better that I saw this year. Hundreds of Beavers. Did I ever show you the trailer for this stuff?
No, but just the title sounds hilarious.
It is like a live-action Looney Tunes. Of a guy like in like the 1800s hunting beavers. But it's very cartoony. It's very Looney Tunes. It has video game inspiration to it. It's so fucking good. I will show you the trailer later. It's fucking amazing. Books? I don't remember. Like, I've read through a bunch this year, but nothing sticking out to me is like, trying to think. No, nothing is at the moment.
It's technically a present for my dad for Christmas, but I started to read Time to Orbit Unknown, and that is very good.
Not familiar with that one.
It's a perfectly normal space station.
Oh, okay, you don't need to say any more. I may remind you later to send me the title again, though.
Yep, it's online and also a paperback. Okay. So.
And I will add one more, which is TV show. Because I feel like I have two competitors for it. That's been a lot of fun TV this year, but I think at the moment was Star Trek Prodigy Season 2. I won't spoil anything, but it's one of, if not the best season of Star Trek there is. And I'm waiting for the finale of Lower Decks to see if that's better. Because Lower Decks has been very on point this season for Star Trek. Especially for what is a Star Trek comedy. It's just been so good.
Not watch much TV at all. I mean, the closest I've watched is, like, I binged some anime, and Ranma Half reboot is good.
I keep starting it, and a few minutes into it, I'm like, you know what? I want to wait until I don't have work and can just sit and enjoy a bunch of it at once. Because that
the visuals make me happy, and the 90s have, like, really, really good 90s, early 2000s aesthetic music.
Well, here's the other reason that I've been kind of delaying is it has an HDR layer that looks not terrible. And Dev knows what I've been doing, where I've been suggesting that I've been doing something, and I've been waiting, and it should be set up on Thursday, which is my desk is in a different room than it was, and the room that was going to be my office is now empty, and I'm turning it into a theater room.
Be glorious.
Couch shows up on Wednesday and TV gets put up, mounted to the wall on Thursday.
Considering the size of it, I hope that someone else is moving it.
Yes, I'm not doing that myself. Yes, I thought about that, Dev. I thought about that the whole time I was putting together the desk. Like, why the fuck didn't I have someone do this for the fucking desk? I'm trying to assemble this fucking cartoony thing that can lift 550 pounds. But yeah, so I want to see what Ranma looks like on that screen. Also, Dev, I know you've heard this story. The podcast, I don't know if they have. The original version of Ranma, Viz dubbed and released that for many years. Yeah. When they did the final release, they actually did a finale event party at the House of Blues in Anaheim while Anime Expo was going on, and I was there, and I got booed by the crowd. I said Ranma, and Viz was recording it. Somewhere there was footage of me being booed by an entire crowd for saying Ranma wrong.
That's hilarious, and you will never live down that shame.
To be fair, it's not like they've ever released the footage, so technically speaking, the only person who has said anything about it is me. So it's less shame and more hilarious. Especially since part of the reason it's been relevant lately is, you know, they've been trying to say that you say the title a different way, right? How do you say the title?
I feel like Ranma Half.
They've said the official title is Ranma Half. That is not how they have said it for like 20, 30 years. It's been Ranma One Half. And the general
is it 1/2?
Yes.
I've also heard 1/2.
Yeah, but generally speaking, the way it's been officially said in English is Ranma One Half. So the response to them going, the title is Ranma Half, has been, you can say that, but also you have, like, at this point, 30 years of telling people something else. Yeah, and Stark and Chet is actually the one half is silent. Let's see, did we miss anything in chat? Devin wants to know, what do we think Patamon and Tailmon were doing between O2 and Tri? He thinks they were roommates in the digital world.
Fighting over snacks.
The suggestion has always just been kind of like the characters kind of just run around and do whatever. Okay, last chance in chat. Someone said, the year isn't over yet, but I was wondering how you think 2024 was for Digimon.
So much stuff.
Yeah. 2024 was a good year for Digimon, unless you had the expectation of, okay, we're going to get a console game, we're going to get a whole new anime. But if you just look at, like, what we got, it was a good year. I mean, here's the thing. We didn't even have the movie on Blu-ray before this year. Tomorrow we get the, like, Digimon. Like, here's the thing. It's tooting my own horn because I produced it. But, like, that's a big fucking deal that we're getting that this year.
Yeah, it's like good shit on Blu-ray at good quality.
Yeah. I mean, earlier this year we got the dub O2 set, the sub O2 sets up to pre-order now. I'm not worried about that we didn't get a new show or movie this year because it's always slightly off in the future. It's just not something I'm worried about. Like,
also, it's nice having breathing room.
That's the thing. We're not even getting fucking breathing room. Like, that is my one, and we've talked about it before, that is an actual concern, is that we actually aren't. Because Ghost Game ended, then we got Seekers. Now we have Liberator and Digimon Comics. Like, if it were just Digimon Comics, we'd have breathing room. But there's something Liberator every week, because, like, we consider the columns like, oh, this is slightly ancillary material. It really isn't. Like, it's like a lot of it's in character. We haven't actually gotten a break, is the funny thing. Like, how many V pets have we gotten in the last 2 years since Ghost Game ended?
So fucking many, especially now that they've come out with the color ones.
Yeah, like
it's like you're gonna buy this exact pendulum five goddamn times.
No, but not only that, but like the Digivice color was not announced until this year, and we haven't. The Wave 2 Pendulums came out this year. I want to say Wave 1 also came out this year, but Wave 1 pre-orders were last year. I think Wave 2 pre-orders were this year, right?
Don't even remember anymore. Everything's a blur.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, there's been a lot to get excited about. It's just a matter of, if you want big anime or big game, then you kind of have to wait. I still think the Terriermon Assistance Lab is better than I've seen it get credit for. Do you want to know what the most terrifying thing is, Dev? And this is one that I feel like it won't get the proper celebration it deserves. The next episode of Card Battle is number 200.
Jesus. The fuck?
So, with weeks off And remember, the originally card battle had different numbering. This is 200 of this version of it, because originally it was that tournament event. It is numbered. A Digimon card show has lasted for 200 episodes.
It's still going in various formats.
Yeah. Now, once everything is synced, I think they really need to look into subbing those properly.
Honestly, I would watch them if they were subbed.
I probably would too. But yeah. So
it's like, yes, I understand a rudimentary amount of Japanese, but I don't want to concentrate that hard when just looking at card game stuff.
Okay, last question is Devin asking, does Terramon Assistant have his PhD yet? I believe we actually have the answer to that, and it's no.
He's working towards it, okay?
Yes, that's why it's Assistant. Although I feel kind of bad because with that name, it feels like he can't ever actually get it.
Well, he'll evolve into Terramon. I finally have my fucking PhD.
We can only hope. So, Dev, what Wikimon article do you like people to read?
Trailmon, because with the holidays it is, I want to throw myself in front of one.
And I can be found at With the Will as Always. And tomorrow, Digimon the Movie's out. Subbed, new dub Digimon the Movie. Buy it and let me know what you think. I'm still tired from working on that. Still excited, though.
Yeah.
We will catch you guys all next time. I believe, Dev, I think your schedule goes back to normal by the 30th, so that episode might be back at our normal time.
Yeah, I think the holiday hours might be ending on, like, the 28th, I think.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. If you're not sure by, like, the 26th, then maybe we'll make it 8th just to make it easier on you one way or the other.
Yep. Yeah, we'll should be fine.
Okay, we'll figure that out. So, thank you everyone for showing up. We will catch you later. Bye.
Bye.